Welcome to a brand new episode of the Thermal Review Podcast here from Movitherm. Today we're going to be talking about our brand new launch for our version 2 for our IoT cloud monitoring system. And with me, I have Christian, Todd, and Nathan. You guys want to introduce yourself real quick? Christian, maybe you go first.
Yeah, sure. So I am the IoT applications engineers here at Movitherm, and I'm in charge of installations and some new the software features that are coming out on this version 2. And I'm excited to launch this and present this. This is going to help a lot of the installation processes. So this should help our customers understand the system and just make it easier for them to install.
Okay, Todd.
I'm Todd Faulkner, and I manage the sales of this vertical. And as Christian said, I'm pretty excited about the fact that we're being able to bring this to our customers. It is really going to take what we've been trying to do this whole time about creating a true plug-and-play solution and take it to that point where the simplification makes it so much easier to use.
Yeah. Nathan?
Yeah, my name's Nathan Adey. I'm the lead software engineer on the IoT products. So yeah, I'm just happy to finally be at this big finish line for us. The team has put in a ton of work into getting all these features out and into the customer's hands, which is always super rewarding as an engineer. So yeah, we'll talk through a lot of that today.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'm Marcus Terran. I'm the founder here, Movitherm. Let's set the stage a little bit for all our listeners. What are we talking about? What is our ITL cloud platform? Maybe Todd, you can kind of frame it up a little bit for the folks that are not familiar with it.
Certainly. So it's an intelligent solution utilizing sensors, many times infrared cameras, but other sensors as well, and pulling all of that data into our gateway, which is a little bit of the core of this upgrade, but it's the whole complete solution. But then it allows individuals to interact with that data, set alarms, set thresholds based on what their environment is, what it is that they're actually looking for, to minimize or eliminate fire risk, failure risk that can create a very large impact, negative impact on a company.
Give me a couple of examples of a couple of typical applications that can be solved with this platform.
So from a manufacturing standpoint, you've got a lot of components from a mechanical aspect. So motors, bearings, electrical that's making all of these things happen. When those fail, they can shut down a manufacturing that could cost them upwards of millions of dollars, depending on what they're doing. But then even beyond that, true failure can result in fire. And then you're destroying, not just stopping performance, but destroying equipment, facility. So that's kind of across the board with manufacturing. But another would be recycling. And really at so many different levels, batteries really are at the core of what a lot of people's fears are today. They get into the recycling stream and they shouldn't. And at any given point in time, they get jostled a certain way, can go off and really be significantly destructive. And our system monitoring temperature can continuously see and look for those threats before that major failure can occur. And man, the list goes on and on. The applications, industrial laundry is another. They have a lot of points in their processes, from lint collection and dryers and areas where there's flammable instances that again can destroy facilities.
Yeah. So we are talking about the upcoming launch of version 2 for this platform. Currently we're on version 1. What led originally to the, I guess, innovation of creating version 1? What were the problems that we were trying to solve? Maybe Nathan, you can comment on that.
So yeah, kind of the background to version 1, that was the big kind of first gateway release. Before that, we were really in the business of customizing a lot of solutions to the application type. We would kind of provide the same software and monitoring capabilities, but you know, we just noticed a lot of overlap in the kind of applications we were seeing, the kind of cameras they needed to use to monitor all of their assets. And so we kind of just created one sort of ecosystem to tie that all together. And that was kind of the first gateway, which was a little orange aluminum box. That's pretty nice. You just plug it in, do some configuration, and then pretty soon you're able to, you know, connect to all your data and insights, you know, from your iPhone, from the web browser, email, text, all these things that customers really like. But you know, that was just kind of the first, you know, the first launch was really about just getting the momentum moving, getting people's assets and data onto the cloud for them to use. And then kind of came a whole year of learning and receiving, you know, different feedback and coming up with just new ideas on that. And so we had a really long, you know, roadmap wish list of, you know, a million improvements we want to make. That, you know, that's just engineering. You know, we always got to keep iterating, improving. So version two is sort of the combination of that. And I'm sure we'll talk about sort of the difference between V1 and V2.
Yeah. What was the, I guess, the motivation for taking it to the next level, right? Maybe you can start that, and maybe Christian can add something from his perspective, because he's actually sitting behind the scenes and actually helping with onboarding customers and you know, troubleshooting and all those kind of things. So maybe both of your perspectives.
Yeah. So the quick background, and then I'll get Christian's kind of story from in the field, but what are we trying to do with this product? So the tricky thing that we're doing is we've got kind of one ecosystem, but it's really touching a lot of different technologies. So, you know, we'll have not just thermal cameras, but multiple vendors of IR camera. And they each have their own, you know, feature set. They have their own kind of utilities and ways to interact with the data that they provide. But we don't want to expose our user to every vendor's kind of quirks and design language. We want to kind of abstract everything to make it so simple that they don't need to really care a lot about what device is this, what model is this, what's the, you know, field of view. All they have to do is just make sure that they're monitoring their asset, and that gets pulled into our ecosystem. And then it interacts, you know, just with the product at the gateway level, and then it also interacts with the platform at the cloud level. And we're trying, you know, the goal here is to simplify that so much where it really feels like one continuous experience from start to end. But in reality, you know, you're really touching all these very different components. And so for version one, what, you know, we really couldn't get around was just the configuration workload that went into that. And that's probably where Christian has the most experience of just kind of what's a day in the life of like setting one of these things up.
Yeah, I think the configuration of the system one is what, you know, we wanted to improve the most. A lot of customers, a lot of this new terminology and this technology was new to them. So we kind of had to teach them give them a better understanding of how to use the devices and what data is being pulled from the camera and how it's being uploaded to the cloud and, you know, how that works together. But all that needed to be set up per customer, and what they're monitoring. So this second version is really going to help alleviate a lot of that pain by automating a lot of that process, where the customer could just come and add their camera to our system, and then our system would automatically create all those data points that are on that camera and add them to the platform, and they could see that information right away. So that's going to simplify a lot of the onboarding, and then, you know, it's going to make it easier for the customers to see their data as soon as they plug in the camera.
Yeah, you know, the customers, my experience in the process, in the beginning, it was really a lot of excitement because there's so much power to what we already had, and it was very, very powerful. The rub, I guess you would call it, would come at Christian's point where they're doing onboarding, and you know, they don't want to be an expert in IT, they don't want to be an expert in networking or configuring. They loved how it works, and so it was a necessary evil, I guess, to make sure everything's connected well. And so the work that these two guys have done and team is going to be really essential in keeping that just ease of use all the way through from the point of seeing how it works, getting it all set up, and letting it go. So that there's a lot of excitement or anticipation, I would say, from our customer base.
Yeah. From a, maybe Nathan, from a customer's perspective, if we now leap forward to the version two that is about to be released, what is this going to change for the customer experience when they, let's say they want to add a camera to it or change a region of interest, you know, on the camera, like maybe you can contrast a little bit like the before and the after experience.
Yeah. So I think Todd hit the nail on the head where in a lot of customers who want to get the most out of the system, they have to become experts in a lot of different topics that they're kind of forced into. So originally, yeah, like you said, you know, you want to add something like a new camera and start monitoring a new asset. Well, with that, you need an understanding of IT and networking. You need to be able to kind of connect that camera to your system and also register all of those regions and assets into the basically into the pipeline, so that way that data can reach your cloud platform and to your instance and you can see it. And that whole kind of like registration to set up workflow, you know, for guys like Christian and, you know, myself who, you know, live and breathe it, you know, we just kind of knock it out. But, you know, we totally understand that, you know, this is something you do in one day, say in March, the system sits there for 3 months, you're using it, you're happy, whatever, but now it's time for a new camera and you're just thinking, oh shoot, I don't remember how to do any of that stuff. That's totally realistic. And also, you know, we had to ask ourselves, well, why do we need people to, you know, have such a learning curve and an understanding? What parts of this can we really automate, abstract, and simplify for them? So that way the decision to, do we want to add a new asset comes down to the asset itself. Does this thing need to be monitored? How do I want to see this data? When do I want to be notified of what kind of thermal condition? Those are the questions the customer should be asking. They shouldn't really be asking the technical, okay, well, how does this device data work? We take care of that. So now in version two, a lot more work has been done to kind of take each vendor, kind of understand all the different cameras, you know, specifications and features, and say, okay, when you plug this thing in, it's going to discover what regions of interest you've already set up on that camera. It's going to auto-populate them into our cloud catalog. And so, you know, quite literally, once you just click a big plus button on the dashboard, type in your camera and save it, you can open up your iPhone and you can say, okay, there's my data on my instance right away. And that's going to let the customers just focus on the actual, like, you know, day-to-day stuff that, you know, they're not thinking about cabling and, you know, logging in and setting up all this stuff. It's just back to the core essential, like, let's get you your insights.
Yeah. Sounds like this is a massive leap forward compared to 1.0. And I'm especially thinking about how this might impact our partners. We have integration and resell partners around the world. And I think giving this new technology, which seems to be, it sounds like it's really truly plug and play, which was kind of our vision for this platform all along. And maybe version 1.0 didn't quite deliver on all ends, but 2.0 definitely hits it absolutely on the dot there. And maybe Todd, from a perspective, because you have been having a lot of conversations with the partners around the world, what do you think the impact would be for our partners now with this new launch?
Yeah, it's probably very much pronounced for the partners because their systems are changing regularly. They're walking into an environment to demonstrate it to a customer, a client, and they have to figure out that scenario. All of those things that Nathan and Christian were talking about needing to do have to be redone again. And it is a multiple, very detailed step. And then go to the next one and then do it again. And so they're constantly changing. Their manual labor effort was significant. And to your point of this now really being plug and play, I agree with you. That was that was our intent. And I think there were some aspects of it where it was kind of an out of a box. And but we did a lot of that work ahead of time as well. But now with the regions drawn on the camera, when you plug it in, it immediately populates to the gateway. The gateway pulls that data, recognizes it, and then immediately pushes it out to the dashboard, which the dashboard is where the consumer is interacting. They can get access to the gateway as well, but their interaction is at the dashboard level. They really don't want to mess around with all of the other steps. And so being able to plug this in allows them to literally be sitting at their computer or on their phone, and in the process of connecting it up, see it populate. It's pretty significant for our partners.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I want to stress this for the listeners to put this into perspective too. Is like when we have a new customer getting, let's say, a gateway with four cameras as an example of a system configuration, as soon as they plug it into their network, they literally instantly start to monitor. It's literally a plug and play sort of an experience, and there isn't really anything out there, I think, that can get from the unpacking experience to the monitoring experience in such a short time. And it really removes all the complexities from the customer, not having to worry about it, and from our partners. And it's really, this is kind of like an internal motto here for Mobitherm, is really simplify the complex, right? And we're really bringing this to the market again, and I think this is super exciting. It's a little bit hard to tell without showing, but we're going to have some how-to videos coming up and demonstration videos that hopefully, you know, kind of bring this point across a little bit more in an illustrative kind of a sense. But I'm super excited for this to happen. What sort of besides the faster deployment and all those kind of things, what else do we expect the future to have in store for us for version two? Maybe Nathan, I'm not sure if you have kind of ideas there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're still, you know, closely interacting with the customers and understanding their use cases and situations. And with something like as complex as thermal monitoring, with in so many different verticals, you know, whether we're dealing with people in waste or manufacturing, they all have their own pain points, and so we're still you know, running the testing and development of solutions for things like false alarm mitigation is a big one. Also, you know, just adding more feature support, pan tilt cameras, remote access, live streaming, you know, from your phone, all these things, you know, are still in the pipeline, and now they're made possible because of the new, you know, the kind of framework and backbone that we've built into V2. You know, we've really designed it for the long term so that it can kind of stay with us and keep improving, you know, for years and years.
Yeah, excellent. Christian, what's your biggest takeaway? What are you most excited about for the V2 launch?
The V2 launch, I think just the automation part of it. Like I deal with a lot of the customers, and a lot of the setup, you know, that's what takes a lot of the time and effort, and also educating the customer on the whole process. But this new automation feature where our gateway is going to pull that information from the camera and send it to the platform as soon as it's connected, it's going to help that process. And I feel like the customer is going to have a better understanding of the whole system. And then once they want to get a new sensor attached to the gateway, they could do that, you know, really easily. So I'm really excited for that new feature. It's going to help the setup. It's going to help the customer. It's going to help us as well.
Yeah, it sounds like even a self-install, if a customer wants to plug this stuff in, I mean, it's as easy as literally just plugging in it to your existing IT infrastructure if you want to, right? Just plugging it in with a power over Ethernet cable. The gateway is powered over power over Ethernet. The cameras are powered by power over Ethernet. You literally just have to connect it in with Ethernet cables, and you're off and monitoring, right? And if you don't want it to touch your infrastructure because of cybersecurity concerns, or you don't want to deal with the IT department, We also have the LTE option with a cellular modem in it that can basically exist completely outside of your infrastructure, not touching it physically at all. And that's even more easy. You just plug it in, plug in the power, and that's that, right? So super excited. Todd, one last takeaway. What's your biggest takeaway for the V2?
Yeah, one, that's hard, but I'll go with one. I think it's the ability to scale. So many of our customers, this is their first investment into this type of technology. And so they may start a little shy. And once they get it and use it and realize how powerful it is, they are constantly calling back. And if Nathan, if I can use this word, it's backwards compatible. And so their existing systems that are out there with an upgrade to their gateway, all they have to do is buy whatever more cameras they want. And it's like you're talking about. Once we make that update in their gateway, we just send them a camera. They get it on the network, plug it together, and it's doing the job. And that's really great for people that want to scale and make it simple.
Yeah, excellent point. Yeah, we can, for the upgrading, we can push the upgrades over the cloud. So there's no like shipping hardware back or anything like this. So this is super, super cool. Super excited about it. Proud of the team. Great job, guys. This is absolutely exciting. And it's an absolute, another, I think, disrupting technology out there for, thermal imaging. I mean, this doesn't really exist in its current configuration. And all it requires is that little gateway to plug everything into, and you're off and monitoring. You don't even need a traditional PC. You don't need somebody's software. You don't need to involve your IT department necessarily. I mean, it's super, super interesting. And also for the folks that want to have it running locally, we can even have an on-premise server for a private cloud hosting. So those are all just super, super cool features that should cater to anybody's need out there. So anyway, I'm super excited. Can't wait for this to hit the street, so to speak. Thanks for joining. Make sure that you guys check out our website at movitherm.com. That's movitherm.com. We'll put a link in this as well. And then you can listen to this podcast at the typical outlets that host podcasts. And thanks again, Todd, Christian, and Nathan. Fantastic job on making this all possible, and we can't wait to see customers using it and getting feedback from the new V2.